This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
Listen, it's the Vert Show.
It's not your fault. It's America's fault. It's America's fault because you have to make a living and bring in some cash. So you're going to be in work in a couple of minutes and you're going to miss a really kick-ass Vert Show later on today. We're talking to one daughter that's really pissed that her mom started dating again after a divorce and got ghosted. And we have some results on exactly why she got ghosted. Like, we know why. So you'll miss that because you're going to be in work. Damn America. Damn mortgage. Car, right? So don't miss it because when you get to that job that is giving you that money, you can always listen on demand, segment by segment, or the whole thing. You can go to theburtshow.com or any podcasting platform. And there we are. Hi. So check us out online later on. All right. So our intern, Courtney, here, suffering from some imposter syndrome that could be getting in her way of doing something really, really cool.
Yeah, I'll go ahead and apologize to Cassie because I feel like I've been on kind of a hot streak lately. I've had all these crazy cool opportunities presented to me. I feel like they've just fallen in my lap. And granted, I've worked for where, you know, to be where I am, but I got
Cassie's been struggling with a lot of bad luck lately.
Yeah.
Cassie, a lot of bad luck.
Plug your ears.
Like, I get nervous about it too because I'm on one of these good runs and just being around Cassie, I feel like it's just, I don't know if it can rub off.
The thing is, I'm like the opposite. I'm not spreading it out. I'm absorbing all of your bad luck.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Right.
I'm like a bad luck stone.
So it's like, don't make eye contact. We'll be fine. So I got this really cool opportunity to be the first ever student intern for a study abroad trip at the University of West Georgia. And I'm interning a trip to Italy.
What?
Nice.
It's so cool. I went on the trip last year as a student. I just really thrived in the culture and environment. And so I was given the opportunity to go back this year as a student intern and be able to assist in teaching some of the classes I took, which is like so overwhelmingly cool. And then not to mention, because I'm technically like university staff, they're helping me pay for a lot of my flight and apartment.
Ooh.
Right. And so I was so overwhelmed. And then all of a sudden I was like, oh my God, can I do this? Like,
yes.
I know that I have the qualifications on paper or they wouldn't have picked me.
Of
right?
course.
But it's like, I'm not well traveled. I've only traveled very few times. And now all of a sudden I'm in charge of taking people through the airport. I'm in charge of, we're doing a field trip to Perugia and I'm in charge of taking a small group there. And it's just like so overwhelming because I feel like I don't even know what I'm doing. And now all of a sudden I have to tell everybody else what they're doing.
Yeah.
And I just don't know how to put myself in the right mindset to travel and not be anxious for myself. But also now that I have children to take care of, I'm just kind of in a weird spot.
Well, you fake it till you make it.
Get
That's
crazy.
How everybody in here has done it.
Facts.
You can only become well-traveled by traveling. All right. So that would be another thing. And, you know, I forget what we were talking about a couple of weeks ago, but I feel very strongly about this, that our default is always like, what's going to happen if I don't succeed in this area? And we get ourselves so stressed out about it that it paralyzes us. And we don't spend nearly the same amount of time or even more amount of time imagining what it's going to look like when we kick ass at it, or if we kick ass at it.
Yeah, I would love to sit here and daydream about all the things that could happen. And it's just, I'm kind of like Abby. I catastrophize everything, especially because I'm in charge of other people's kids. Like, that's a big responsibility. And I'm still learning myself how to travel, how to be literate, how to read the train station map because it's in another language. It's just such small things that I can't quite get out of my head.
Right, so the imposter syndrome is real. I think every single person has currently had it or had it at some point in time in their career. I think just listening to you, and I'm going to hopefully this resonates. You're going to thrive. You're going to do so good because I can tell you care so much. Mm. Like, and I had a friend tell me this, like, I get nervous every time I do something. And he's like, Kristen, that's a good thing because it means you care. So you care about these kids. You care about doing a good job. You went last year, so you already have the experience of the trip, so you have that to fall on. So embrace those nerves. Don't fight them. Like, embrace them. And I guarantee you, once you get there and you get settled after a couple of days, you'll be like, they made the right decision.
Yeah, she's exactly right. Like, people who don't care are not going to thrive. But I also think you need, I think a part of healing the imposter syndrome is getting rid of the notion that you have to be really excellent right off the bat. I think 99.9% of the things that I've done, like if I step into it, I think I have to be good immediately. And nobody, I don't know if it's prodigy syndrome or what, where you feel like you should just be naturally good at things or things should just feel natural immediately, like moving to a new country by yourself or taking care of a bunch of kids who were just your peers like 6 months ago. You've never done it before. So it's not going to feel immediately natural. You're not going to get everything right off the bat, but you care and it's going to take some adjustment. But as long as you stick to it, like, months will go by and then you will be kicking ass at the job.
I was going to say something very similar to Abby, and it's a quote that kind of sums it up that's always comforted me, which is you don't have to be great when you start, but you do have to start to be great.
Ooh.
So you got to start. That's really what it comes down to. And you spend so much time in your life thinking about things that will never happen, the failures that will never occur. It's such a waste of time. Just trust yourself, trust the journey, trust the process, and go in there and do your best. And if all you can do is all you can do and all you can do is enough.
Listener Alexis here also went to West Georgia, and she's got advice for you about this trip. Good morning, Alexis.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Great. Thank you.
Good, good. I just want to give a big go West, go Wolves. But I do want to say I did get the opportunity to do something similar while I was in college, not exactly abroad, but I got to go to California on a trip and work out there for a little while. And it actually changed the whole course of my career and, you know, what I decided to do. So I highly recommend just taking the jump, going for it, and then seeing what comes out of it later on.
That's great advice. Thank you. Just to ease your mind a little bit and give yourself a little leeway, how many kids are going on this trip?
So there's two separate sessions. I'll be there for 8 weeks. The first session is, I believe, 19, and the second one is about 12.
Okay, so if you come back with 18 and 11, the numbers are still good.
Yeah.
That's Hall of Fame in baseball.
Yeah, give yourself a break. Mm-hmm. That's like 95% right there.
Listen, it's the Vert Show.